Good afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek, and a familiar face back in studio today. We have Melissa Spencer from M's on 4th. She is here to give us our fall wine preview. But before we get into that, Melissa, welcome back. I hope you had a great summer.
Thank you. I did.
Went fast, didn't it?
It did. Went too fast. Always does.
Yes, it does. Well, congratulations. M's on 4th, celebrating just over a one-year anniversary. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
How have things been going?
Very, very well. We had a great anniversary party. Saw lots of friends and family come by for that. And we are just looking forward to the next year. We have exciting recent purchases. We've recently purchased Timmy's Catering in Lamar's. So we're expanding into Northwest Iowa with the catering business and also in Sioux City and surrounding areas. So that's exciting.
So are you more involved in food service, a little bit less in running the restaurant?
A little bit less in managing the restaurant overall. You'll see me less in the front of the house of the restaurant. I'm more behind the scenes now, managing the catering business and the kitchen and all aspects of food service associated with M's.
Are you a little bit busy?
That might be an understatement.
Well, that is exciting news, and you know, we're always so pleased to have our local businesses doing so well, and we love to hear that. So
yes,
that's
thank
great.
You. Thank you.
Well, you know why we're here today, Melissa. We're going to do we did a summer wine preview a few months ago, and it's now time to think about those fall wines and, you know, Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas and this wonderful autumn that we're having. You have some wines that you have brought with you. It looks like a rosé, maybe a white and a couple of reds. So I'm just going to let you talk about your recommendations here.
All right. Yes, I've brought four wines with me today. And they're all very reasonably priced. The first one is on the higher end of reasonably priced. This one I brought because we are coming up on the Thanksgiving season. And this is a pink Cunois. And that's not a grape that you hear about a lot in this area. This is by Vera. And this is by Mounts Family Winery. This is a small batch winery out of Dry Creek, Sonoma County, California. I actually had the pleasure of meeting Lana Mounts, which is the wife of David Mounts, and she's very involved in the winery and the winemaking process. They are the owners of the winery. Several months ago, she came and introduced us to this unique pink wine. Both David and Lana had maternal grandmothers named Vera. That's where the name of the wine comes from. And their daughter is an aspiring artist and created the flower artwork that adorns the label. It's always nice when there's a family history about the wine. I feel like it invokes a greater appreciation of the hard work, the craftsmanship, and love that went into creating it. Cunois is a black-skinned grape, generally grown in southern France, but recent varietals are emerging from California. The Cunois grape is the same grape used to make Chateau Neuf du Pape. I don't know if you've heard of that. That is a wine that became popular in the U.S. just in recent years. That is a red wine. This pretty pink wine delivers ripe strawberries and flowers on the nose and offers bright and balanced acidity. It's the kind of wine that is juicy and refreshing and interesting. At the higher end of the budget-wise for a pink or a rosé, it retails for around $30. It is well worth it. Best food pairings for this wine are Thanksgiving dinner, coming up, seared ahi tuna, spicy dishes like jambalaya or Thai cuisine, grilled red snapper, or pan-seared sea scallops.
I have to comment on the color. It is, I would have to characterize it as a very seductive pink. It's just beautiful.
It is. It is beautiful, and it is beautiful to taste as well. All right, moving on. Second wine I brought is a white wine. This also would go very well with holiday meals. This is by Cantina Solaro Baccaro. A little bit of a mouthful there. It's a 2016 Sicilian Grillo, and Grillo is a white grape variety most famous for its role in Marsala wine, which I love to cook with, but it has lost a lot of popularity as a drinking wine. Grillo is a very old variety dating back to one of the grapes used to make Julius Caesar's favorite wine. This high quality white wine is lightly acidic with a smooth finish. Notes of citrus, peach, and pear can be a great match for light pasta dishes containing feta or goat cheese, bruschetta, creamy lobster pappardelle, stuffed mushrooms or linguine with clams. Also a great partner for shrimp scampi. This is a white wine that red wine drinkers will also enjoy. With its absence of sweetness, balanced acidity, and smooth finish, it's the perfect choice to take to dinner parties as it pairs well with so many foods. The label adorns a gold metallic scrollwork sun on a white label with black accents and retails at a very affordable price point.
Looks delicious.
Third wine today, also by Cantina Solaro Baccaro, is a Sicilian 2015 Nero d'Avola. This is a plump and juicy Italian red with medium tannins and medium acidity. This is a reasonably priced wine that is pleasant to enjoy on its own or pair with a variety of foods. Nero d'Avola means black of Avola, referring to the grape's dark color, and Avola being a heavy trade town on Sicily's southeast coast. The style of this wine is definitely New World, even though it is produced with grapes that are usually used for Old World style wines. What I love about this wine is its versatility. It pairs well with everything from Italian to American barbecue and spicy curries. It has hints of Old Italy on the nose, but also the presence of juicy plum and Bordeaux cherry. I suspect if this wine were to age in a cellar for a few years, the flavor would darken and intensify significantly, producing a more complex experience. For now, with it being the young age of 2 years since bottling, it's the perfect everyday wine, and its price point is very reasonable. If there's anyone out there listening who hasn't explored the world of new and old world Italian wines, I highly recommend it, as they are some of my current favorites. And our final wine for this review is another Italian red by Lucarelli. This is a 2016 Primitivo from the Puglia region in the heel of Italy's boot. There is a great debate whether Primitivo and Zinfandel are the same grape, and although nearly identical, they do have enough unique characteristics to exist as two separate varietals. The Primitivo grape is Old World, and it's rumored to have been the wine served at the Last Supper. It has lineage tracing back to the ancient Phoenicians. This particular young Primitivo, likely produced with New World techniques, still provides a very complex experience on the nose and palate. The aromas of plum, prune, dark cherry, pepper, and vanilla are present with light hints of tobacco. Upon first sip, I find myself unfolding each layer of this wine, trying to understand all that is going on. At a very reasonable price point, it's a great experience at a great value. I would pair this wine with lamb, duck, anything smoked or charred, beef, bison, and winter dishes and fall dishes containing squash, parsnips, hearty root vegetables, and beets would also work well. It's a great wine for fall and winter meals overall. And all of these wines can be found at M's Uncorked Wine Shop on historic 4th Street in Sioux City.
And these are available, people can come to the wine store, which is extremely, it's fun, and you're so well stocked with a diverse number of wines, so it's really fun to visit that. But they're also available if you're planning to have a meal at the restaurant.
Yes, they are available both for purchase out of the wine shop, or you can actually get it in the wine shop and take it over to the restaurant, or order it at your table at the restaurant as well.
And what I really love about the preview, I enjoy doing this so much, but your the historical aspects of wine, we don't often think about them being old, but they go back, you mentioned the ancient Phoenicians,
yes,
and even referenced the Last Supper. I mean, how interesting to know these wines have such a legacy. And in addition to that, there's always new wines and new grapes and new ways of creating wines as well. So it's ever evolving.
Yes, there's just so much to learn and so much to know about wines. It's just one of those things that never ends. You'll never know it all. There's always a new experience coming out, a new varietal, a new way of producing, new flavors. So it's just a ever-changing world of wonder.
It certainly is. And I want to mention these wines are going to be auctioned off during a live Food for Thought segment with Melissa Spencer from M's on 4th, and also Chef Michael Gassaway, who teaches in the Western Iowa Tech Culinary Institute. So we will be offering those for an appropriate pledge. So we hope that you'll be following us when we do our live segment, and perhaps even little food preparation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Live in Studio A. Well, that'll be fun. I can't wait
that'll
to see
a lot of fun.
What you do with that. Yeah. Well, Melissa, I want to say thank you again for bringing wine and doing our preview here for the fall and winter. We appreciate that. And we will see you a little bit later in the month.
Sounds great.
Thank
you. We'll see you then. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Melissa Spencer from M's on 4th. She is the food service director and our guest on Food for Thought today. I'm Gretchen Gondek. As always, thank you so much for tuning in to Siouxland Public Media, and have a fantastic weekend.